Us in 5 minutes, but first at 7:30 a.m. 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. House Speaker Michael Madigan is circulating a memo to legislative candidates spelling out how they can call for impeachment hearings for Governor Ralph Blagojevich. The 14-page rundown of the governor's alleged misdeeds and malfeasance is sure to deepen the feud between the two Democrats and lend substance to talk of impeachment. A memo sent to some House Democratic candidates offers detailed talking points on the merits of impeachment. It compares corruption under Blagojevich to a tumor that must be removed. Madigan spokesman Steve Brown says the talking points were developed in response to questions from candidates about impeachment. Blagojevich spokeswoman Abby Ottenhoff accuses Madigan of trying to orchestrate backroom games to divert attention from his disagreements with other leaders on policy issues. A Paxton man who's facing drug charges alleges that local police used racial profiling for a series of traffic tickets before his arrest this spring. 41-year-old Paul Bigham, who is black, was ticketed 8 separate times by Paxton police in just over a year's time. And in March, officers allegedly found cocaine when they conducted a search warrant on his home. Bigham has pleaded not guilty to the drug charges. His attorney, William Duringer, says police issued the tickets in an attempt to get his client to leave town. He notes that all but one of those tickets was dismissed.
It is curious that there's this number of arrests for, you know, I won't say all of them are small stuff, but most of them are small stuff. And, you know, why are those arrests being made? I mean, police can arrest most everybody for anything on traffic things if they really want to, but they don't generally do that.
Paxton's police chief, Robert Bain, declined to comment. Duringer has filed a series of motions, including one that asks for disclosure of the traffic charges. A hearing is expected before the end of the month. Bigham also has a criminal record in Champaign County, which Duringer says should have nothing to do with the drug charges. Bigham's been on parole since 1995 for an armed violence and felony theft conviction. Springfield-based fighter planes are starting to jet out of Springfield, and as Jenna Dooley reports, it looks like there's no going back.
State officials have been wrangling with the federal government for years over the Fed's decision to move 17 F-16s from Springfield to Indiana. A judge this week blocked an attempt to keep them in Illinois. The 183rd Fighter Wing's already starting to phase out the jets. 24 National Guard firefighters and scores of aircraft personnel will also be moved. It's part of a federal remapping of bases to save money. Major General William Enyart is the Adjutant General for the state of Illinois, who says that decision is all but final.
The better possibility for the 183rd is obtaining some new kind of flying mission, rather than trying to stop the F-16s leaving.
The Springfield-based fighter wing is not closing completely. Some employees will stay on for non-flying missions, but a National Guard spokesman couldn't give any specific number. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning people not to eat certain kinds of tomatoes. That's after 27 people in Illinois and dozens of other states have come down, or dozens in other states rather, have come down with salmonella poisoning. Restaurant owners are taking note, especially those who serve the fruit raw, Diantha Parker reports.
In a statement, the Centers for Disease Control warns that raw tomatoes show up in fresh salsa, guacamole, and pico de gallo, as well as many other dishes. Carlos Reyna manages Maíz, a Mexican restaurant in Humboldt Park.
We ask the customers if they care for the tomatoes, number one. And the same thing happened with the spinach a long time ago.
Reyna says his customers haven't seemed worried. Neither have those at Costa Rican Cafe Irazu. Manager Henry Cerdas adds that his staff are also washing tomatoes in a special way. Mexican restaurant Tecalitlan has gone canned, and the trio of La Pasadita taquerias has laid down a no-tomato policy. I'm Diantha Parker.
Champaign school officials want to organize a wide range of business contributions under one form of recognition. In turn, they hope the new A-plus business partnership will encourage more firms to become involved in Unit 4 in some way, including donations of time or equipment. But community outreach coordinator Lauren Smith says those contributions do have their limits.
If they are actually volunteering during the day in a classroom, it is strictly with literacy or reading or something like that. They would not generally be coming in to do a presentation about, you know, ways they could bank or open an account at this bank, something like that.
Even so, Smith says there are lots of opportunities for businesses to pitch in, including volunteer mentoring or tutoring, club organization, or financial contributions. The first project recognized under the program involves electronic whiteboards donated to Bottenfield School by a local bank. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible in part by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
At 7:35 a.m. 580 weather with meteorologist Ed Kieser, who has been designated certified broadcast meteorologist by the American Meteorological Society. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, we have sunny skies again today. Another beautiful one.
We need that.
We do need that, and especially all the folks who are dealing with water.
Lots of water, and driving through the Indianapolis area last evening, I could just see or imagine what it was like a few days ago, because right next to these neighborhoods, there were these huge lakes, and I'm guessing that some of those huge lakes covered those neighborhoods a couple of days ago.
I bet they did, and between here and Monticello, where I was on Sunday,